Bird Show.
Abby is in a panic as she overslept this morning and running in to do the entertainment buzz. Until she gets here, KK's got this.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Tyra Banks, the supermodel and entrepreneur, is taking a very proactive approach to managing her son's video game habits. So Tyra Banks was sharing her parenting strategy as she was a guest host on the Today Show, and they were talking to a child development expert, Dr. Eliza Pressman, and this doctor was trying to help her on how to implement the contract she made her 9-year-old sign. So it was her significant other that introduced Roblox and Minecraft into the house. And she's like, my 9-year-old is addicted now. And so she actually turned to AI. She went to ChatGPT for advice, and it suggested creating a contract to set boundaries.
First, you have to explain what a contract is to a 9-year-old.
Yeah, there's that.
That's the first thing.
So it set boundaries over the video game usage, including limiting the days and hours he can play, as well as tying it into completing chores and homework. So if you complete XYZ, then you can have some more play time. And she said her son signed the contract, but she says it's been challenging to consistently enforce the rules, because it's one of those things like, yeah, the 9-year-old's going to sign the contract, but are they really going to be able to abide by what's in it?
Right. So I was just reading last week, and I meant to talk about this on the show also, that most therapists now, the majority of therapists, child therapists, are saying that no child should have access to anything online until they're 13 years old.
I think that's the minimum.
13. If I had to do it all over with my kids, I would absolutely have been more strict when it comes to online behavior and when they started. And I'll tell you what a lot of it is, at least it was for me too. It's just that as a parent, sometimes you just feel like you need a break, right? Our parents didn't get that. So that's why they kicked us out of the house. Like, they just needed a break. Go outside. I'd rather you burn down a building than be inside the house right now where I have to hear your voice. And I think a lot of it for me was like, I just need a little bit of a break right now. Go online. And then I got lazy about it. So I look at me as the problem for my kids. But at some point, I should have just said, no, man. I mean, I should have guided them away from that.
Okay, but what are we talking about here? Because they say 13, like, before you get access to the internet, before you have access to a smartphone, because
I think that was smartphone.
Smartphone, yeah, because that makes more sense. Because, I mean, there are YouTube videos that are educational. There are cartoons that are educational. I feel like with video games, as long as it's done in moderation, I wouldn't consider that online. But as far as having access to social media and like certain internet web pages, but yeah, 13 at the minimum.
I wonder if we're going to see, they're already releasing phones now that are called dumb phones, like the opposite of a smartphone. The Ghost phone is one of them, which will not allow you to have those apps downloaded on it. It's literally just for texting and calling. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, we've reached this point of saturation with like smartphones and tablets, if we're going to swing the other way and parents are going to get themselves, like their kids, the OG Motorola flip phones, just so they don't stay on the internet all the time.
Beyonce just set the record for the highest grossing country music tour of all time. She made $407 million on the Cowboy Carter tour.
So she don't care what you guys are saying about her online.
Absolutely not. The previous best was for Zach Bryan. He made $321 million for his Quit in Time tour. Some other very fun stats. Beyonce is now the first woman and first American artist ever to have two tours that crossed the $400 million mark. The first was her Renaissance World Tour in 2023, and now the Cowboy Carter Tour. And listen, I went. I wore a cowboy hat. It's a cowboy concert.
I don't know anybody that has left. I'm sure the comments are online. I'm just not jumping into them.
Yeah.
But I don't know anybody that has left one of her shows and goes, God, that sucked. No, I overspent on that.
There's plenty of people railing on it who did not go and did not attend. But those of us who went had a really good time. All right. Eddie Murphy is set to take on the iconic role of Inspector Jacques Clouseau in an upcoming Pink Panther film. This man is busy. He's got this. He's also preparing to portray funk music legend George Clinton in a biopic. He also confirmed Shrek 5, which is slated for a Christmas release.
That's going to be a money grab.
And
it's just a money grab.
And a spinoff film focused on his character, Donkey, that's going to get released in about 3 years.
Ah! Oh, wow. That was really scary. And if you don't mind me saying, if that don't work, your breath certainly will get the job done, because you definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks.
3 years from now, do you guys have anything on your agenda for 3 years from now except survival?
I literally was just going to say survival.
I just want to be breathing, man. That's on my to-do list for 3 years.
It's the Burt Show.
So what fun thing do you have your young child believing? Like, their little imaginations are so sweet, and they are not stupid.
They're pretty dumb.
They are gullible as can be.
Hey, Abby.
I'm an adult. I pay taxes.
No, I was saying hi because it's the first time that we've had a chance to say hello to you this morning.
I thought you were making like a kid's joke at me. I'm like, first of all, I have a degree. Hello. Nice to see everyone.
Adults know how to set alarms, though.
The alarm was set. The volume was just down. So my question for parents is, what do you have your child believing? All right. So you've concocted a quote unquote story. And I have an example for you. 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. Because my child, Jimmy, who is 4, thinks the car can drive by herself. And I love this trick. And it makes my heart so happy. And I just, I think I get more enjoyment out of it than he does when I do this.
The car one is easy. I remember when my parents got divorced, my mom started seeing this guy named George. George and Myra. And George would put I think around 6 years old, and George would put the car on cruise control, but I didn't know what cruise control was at the time. So he just told me he was a magician.
Oh.
And then looking back at it, I'm like, whoa, bro, I still don't like you and you're not my dad.
All right. So I don't, you're not winning me over. So I don't use cruise control. So Jimmy has named my car Girl.
Named it what?
So her name is Girl.
Girl.
But he can't say girl. Most little 4-year olds like girl. And he turns every one syllable word into a 2-syllable word.
Aren't there some of those when they can't pronounce it? Like Ace is like there right now, mm-hmm. where his Y's are L's. And we're not even correcting him right now. We're like, because it's just so cute. It's going to correct itself probably. It will. But for right now, it's just so adorable. Let's just let him say it wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah, if my kid sounded like Forrest Gump as well, I wouldn't correct him.
No, it's so precious. So he named her Girl. And he will, you know, he's sitting in the back in his car seat. And he will occasionally ask if Girl wants to drive by herself. So I lean over into the steering wheel and I talk to Girl, because only I can talk to her. And I'm like, hey, Girl. How are you feeling today? You feel like driving by yourself for a little bit? Ooh.
Oh, you do the same thing with cruise control? Did I steal your thunder?
Well, no. I mean, kind of, but not really.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. So I lean over and I ask her if she wants to drive by herself. And some days she does, some days she doesn't. But the days that she does, I just take my knee and I drive with my knee.
Okay.
And so I put my hands up and I drive with my knee. And Jimmy is beside himself. He just thinks it's the coolest thing ever.
Because he can't see it from the back seat.
No, he can't see my knee working it from the back seat. And so she needs help taking turns, because you know turns are a little bit scary, so I can help her take turns. And he wants her to park by herself, but she hasn't learned how to do that yet. And then when we back up, I have to help her because she's not completely reliant on the reverse camera. But he thinks it's just the coolest, neatest thing that Girl can drive by herself, and I get the biggest kick out of it. And then the other thing was, I shared on here, if your kid's having like a massive tantrum, right? In order to snap them out of it, you have to tap into that inquisitive side of them. So we have the purple hippo that will pop onto the roof. So in the middle of a tantrum, I'll just be like, oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, did you hear that? Is the purple hippo back? Mama, I heard it. And so the purple hippo likes to jump from house to house and check on the kids and see what everybody's doing. And then he was in the sunroom and thunder. It was a storm was coming through. He's like, Mama, the purple hippo is back. He's on the roof using a blender, making a smoothie.
Quite a story made up.
Yes.
Now, the subtext on this also, if we want to grab some more calls on this, is how old were your kids when you broke the truth to them, or did you just forget to tell them? So Jimmy at some point will be 19 years old and cruising around with somebody in his car and go, hey, just will you do me a favor and just watch out for the purple hippo that might show up on top of the car?
I have no plans on telling him anytime soon that there is no purple hippo or that girl cannot drive by herself.
Hey, Susan, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Morning. Okay, so what's your toddler there believing?
I told my grandkids they can only sneeze 600 times in their life, so every time they sneeze, I always ask them, is that 599? Because I told them that on the 600th time, your head explodes and confetti goes everywhere.
What is the matter with you?
What, Susan?
What is the matter with you? So they're holding that
sneeze. That speed bumps were crocodiles that crawled across the road and got
paid for. This is old school grandparenting right here, man. This is the good stuff.
Yeah. So you should keep some in your pocket so when you go to Target and Walmart and they start acting up, you throw some confetti in the floor and say, see?
So these kids are going to be holding in their sneezes, thinking their heads are going to blow up when they're in school.
Listen, we love and appreciate Susan. She's obviously a P1 because she called in. But if you could have seen Cassie's face when she said that your head will explode on the 600th sneeze.
Grandmas are running the 50s and 60-year-olds. Man, that's old school right there. That is just old school. Good morning, Liz. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. When my son was younger, I told him that when he lied, his ears would turn red, and every time he realized he was lying, he'd grab his ears.
Wait. Oh.
That's smart. Oh,
that is actually really pretty good.
See, I love it when it has a purpose, like the hippo thing, like to stop a tantrum, or like to reveal if he's lying. This makes sense. Yeah. The confetti thing is freaking me out. I think Susan is a producer from Saw.
I love her so much. Good morning, Jordan. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning. Just want to say I'm a P1. I love y'all.
Thank you.
It's not about me. It's not about my kids. But when I was little, my mom used to always tell us that she had lights on in the car when she was driving at nighttime. She would get pulled over and go to jail because it was against the law.
Why did they tell us that?
I didn't realize this.
Why did they tell us that?
I didn't realize that it wasn't true until maybe like 5 years ago. It wasn't against the law.
It's so hard to It's so hard to drive at night when you have like the interior cabin light on while you're reading or something. So that's why I think parents used to say it, because we didn't have Kindles back in those days or iPhones. We had real books.
But she just realized that wasn't true until 5 years ago.
Yeah, there you go.
To be fair, like there's no reason not to know it's not true.
Do you remember I told you that story about my ex-wife whose dad, when they were living in Pennsylvania, right? When they were driving around, there would be deer crossing signs, and Don would tell Stacy that, hey, the deer look for these signs and that's where they'll cross the street. So she was in college driving her college roommates around when she made a crack about it, and they're all like, what did you just say? She believed it until she was like 21 years old. Good morning, Joan. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey there. Good morning.
Good morning. What you got?
So this is epic. So with my kids, I told them that if they lie, their tongue turns yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So if they were lying, they would barely stick out their tongue like to the side, you know. But if they were telling the truth, they would stick it out as far as they could. So I did it with all my kids. And now I have grandkids, and we started doing it with them as well. And it is hysterical.
The grandparents are the ones you got to watch out for. It's not even the parents. Thank you for calling.
Clearly.
Teresa, good morning. What lie are you telling your kids?
Good morning. I told my children that Santa elves were the bad children, and if they didn't behave, Santa would come and get them, and they would have to make toys for the good children.
You guys, I thought these were going to be nice and innocent and funny.
Teresa, what were their children doing that pushed you over the edge so bad that you came up with this and you told them this?
Just, my daughter was absolutely a terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what I would say, if I would say, don't touch it, she'd go, don't touch it, don't touch it. I'd touch.
Yeah.
She would touch it and be like, I didn't die. Like, she would be crying at every end of my being.
So, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's desperate times calls for kind of desperate measure type thing. I remember this also, telling my kids when they were younger. I've told you guys this story before because I was always gone when they woke up. So they were always asking me what I was doing. So when they were young, I was telling them I was outside fighting crime. And I could only go at night. So they went the longest time thinking I was a superhero. They certainly know now I'm not. But, yeah, you got to be sure to tell them at some point it's not true.
I am not going to tell Jimmy that the purple hippo is not real. There's actually two of them, by the way. And that girl will always be able to drive by herself. And, I mean, they got Waymo now. So technically, I'm not that far off. Right.
This is The Bert Show.
So this will be the last round here of What League Am I In? And I am really interested about today's to see if our attitude about guys is different than it would be about women. Like, do we rate differently for guys than we would women under the premise that, how do I say this without being insensitive? I think that looks for guys, we take criticism better than women do. Mm. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Before it came out of my mouth, it felt like a cancelable offense.
And I feel like everybody gets criticism, but I do think women are criticized more harshly on their appearance than men, if that makes sense. And which is why we probably take it a little harder because, for instance, like if you go to our Facebook page, very rarely do you see people commenting on your and Mo's appearance in our Facebook videos, but they have no problem telling Abby and I that we look like crackheads that just woke up this morning.
Yeah. And you know what? We are. So
they're right.
And I'd like to keep it that way.
Okay.
But also, I'm very interested to see if guys rate themselves differently than women do also.
Okay. So you think guys think more highly of themselves?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just asking. That's I think,
the
what I'm looking forward to. No, it's not even the theory. Yeah. I'm just interested to see what they're going to say.
Okay.
So for the last couple of weeks, you guys, and we're probably up to 200 emails from people going, hey, please, Burchill, rate me. We just can't do this forever, man. And I didn't like it. I started to not like it, to be honest with you. I just didn't like, you know, we got some in that we were ranking them lower than they saw themselves. And I think that was part of what we were doing here is like you wanted to know what league you were in so you weren't stretching when you were out there. But I didn't like being the one telling them that.
You couldn't have felt that out the gate, that was going to be an issue.
Did you forget this was your idea?
And it was a bad idea. I think the theory behind it and the actuality of it were two different things for me.
Understandable. Right. It always is.
So let's get to these two here. We will start, with Robert. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Pretty good. What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Do you prefer Robert or do you prefer Bob or do you prefer Bobby
or Rob?
Robert works.
Okay. Yeah, this is not a Bob.
He does not have the voice of a Bob.
Looking at this guy's picture, this is not Bob right here. This is certainly Robert or Roberto even.
All right, so before you say anything, we're supposed to rate, right? So we don't we don't get our number twisted because we get swayed by that deep, sultry voice and his personality. Yeah.
And then I've got origin story questions, especially for you, because I'm going to be honest with you, your picture pissed me off.
I like your tattoos.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
His picture made you mad.
Yeah, his picture made me mad. Like,
spoiler, he's hot.
And also, tats on a dude is like an instant additional 2 points.
All right, so Bert was asking prior to us coming on the air, and as everybody's putting their numbers down so we can get the average, what celebrity would you say Robert looks like? And for me, and maybe because I just watched Happy Gilmore 2.
I knew you were going to say that.
What? But the one with the glasses is giving Bad Bunny.
I was thinking Bad Bunny too, right?
All right.
The one with the glasses, is giving Bad Bunny.
I feel that way. But to me, I looked at this guy and instantly I feel like in the back of my mind, I was somewhere in a club in Miami and all I heard was Mr. 305. I'm like, this is Pitbull.
All right. So he did make classic mistakes if you're using these in your dating profile picture based on what Abby has said. These are classic mistakes like the car selfie.
Yeah, the car selfie isn't always a win, but if you just have one and it's like tastefully sprinkled in there, it's not like a cancelable offense, but the ladies do prefer to see like a photo that's taken out in the wild.
Can I just throw something out there that I just read yesterday about dudes dating profile pics that made me like think of it in a different way? Because we always make fun of guys for holding the fish, but that's because it's one of the few times when it's acceptable for men to ask other men to take photos of them.
Aww.
And so car selfies and stuff like that are maybe because dudes, there's not a culture where it's okay for dudes to ask other dudes to take photos of them, which made me like have a lot more leeway for car selfies and fish photos.
That is an interesting observation.
Yeah.
Okay, something good is going to come out of this. Okay, so we've already submitted our number. So we're going to get to those in a second, but I'm telling, dude, I mean, in one of these pictures, he's got a car selfie going on, but he's got his flannel-ish type shirt wide open, showing a chiseled chest with this badass tattoo that goes from his neck down in between his bosom.
bosom. Okay, Betty White.
I got a question about the tattoo, because he's sending a couple of mixed messages. He's wearing a cross necklace, and then that badass tattoo is a damn scary picture of the devil. What is up with that?
People get that. People ask me that a lot, but the necklace is actually a gift from my passed away grandma, so that's why I wear it. Okay. But the tattoo is on me.
Okay.
Have you ever been with a girl and you open up your shirt and you scared the hell out of her?
No, but I think that's the main talking point of my dating profile.
Okay. If you're getting to that point right there with somebody, if that's the talking, the icebreaker, you're doing okay. You're doing all right. And then there's another picture here. I can't quite tell what the bottom of the picture is, but it's you with a bunch of trees behind you. You got your hat on backwards, your sunglasses. And, dude, you got like 7% body fat. Clearly, you're taking care of yourself fitness-wise. You're chiseled, just buff. So that's why I looked at these pictures and I'm like, this guy. But also, you got to remember, it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. Some of the most beautiful people that I know are super, super insecure. So I think if you're really, really secure, then you don't send a picture like this. Correct.
Or
any picture.
Or maybe you are like super full of yourself and you think highly of yourself and you want to know if we match the same high number that you have.
Dating wise, dude, how do you do out there in the wild?
I do great.
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
Why are we here?
Yep. He sure does.
I do great. Go ahead and tell me my high number.
So why did you send the picture then in the first place? I'm just really curious.
Well, I think I've spent time living in Miami and I've spent time living on the coast of California.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes my view of good looking can be skewed, but I don't have any problems in the dating world. I'm just curious as to what others may see.
I will concur with this. This is true, man. Mm-hmm. Living in some different cities, everybody just seems so good looking that there's so much pressure that you forget, like, in any one... Another one of these cities, I'm an 8 or a 9.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, like in Doraville, I'm one number. In Miami, I'm a different number.
Dude, walking through the streets of New York City, I was like, is this fashion week? Is someone filming? Right. Because everyone was beautiful and they were normal people. And I was a mountain troll, you know, like just strolling the streets of New York City. I'm like, mommy, come pick me up.
Here's the good news about New York is nobody cares. Nobody even saw you. All right. So let's go around the room here. Tommy, you have the numbers. Let's go.
All right. First score, Robert, is an 8. Second score is a 9. Third score is an 8. Next score is a 7. Then an 8. And rounding it out with a 7, which adds to a total of 47. Divide that by the number of votes, and you get 7.8. We'll put you at an 8.
So I believe since we've been doing this, that is the highest number we have given.
I think so.
Yep.
I think so.
But this just blows my mind on the perspective. Like, whoever put you as a 7 to me, I'm like, how this man, I mean, I gave you a 9. Like, you're not a 7 in my mind. someone else you are, which is fair, but that to you shows you like how much of a range yes. there is when people are looking at other people and rating attractiveness.
And I gave you an 8. I only didn't give you a 9 because I'm jealous.
Okay, you have to put your feelings aside okay, when rating somebody.
So that's a straight 8 then. Robert, what did you rate yourself?
I rated myself a 7.8.
No!
Look at that.
Whoa. Did you really?
Yeah.
He really did.
Wow.
Good for you. Well, continued success out there, you good looking guy.
Congratulations on your hotness.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, Robert. Thanks, man. See you now. Yeah, I think the F word came out of my mouth when I looked at the email. I saw the picture. I'm like,
You have just as many abs as he does. Y'all like Costco for abs. You buy them in bulk.
Yeah, no, I don't. Okay, so let's move on to Jerry now. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
How are you doing, everyone? How are you today?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. All right. I'm very interested to see how this one goes as well.
All right, so everybody's writing down their numbers before we speak to Jerry and get any more about his personality. Once again, Bert asked us during the commercial break, all right, look at these pictures. What celebrities does it remind you of? And for me, when I looked at Jerry's photo, especially the one of him sitting on the staircase next to the brick wall, looking off into the distance.
Mm-hmm. Very pensive.
Very pensive. You remind me of a young Michael K. Williams. He played Chalky from Boardwalk Empire. Of course, minus the giant scar across the face, because you ain't got that going on. But that's what I felt.
Anybody else?
I looked at him and I was like, this is Coleman Domingo. I was like, very, very handsome, very, very like polished and put together.
A young Coleman Domingo, though.
Yes. Yeah, of course. Yes.
This is another one of these pictures that I took a look at and I'm like, what's this dude got to be insecure about, man? because you're a really, really good looking dude, man. So let's go around the room and then we're going to talk about your origin story, because I do know a little bit about you that made me understand why you sent the picture. What do we got, Tommy?
All right, we've got first vote, a 7. Second vote, a 9. Next, 7. 8.5. 8. And rounding out with an 8. That adds up to 47.5. Divide that by the number of votes. And you're a 7.9, another 8 now.
Another 8. So isn't this interesting, right? What did you rank yourself, Jerry?
I rated myself a 6.
6?
What? Jerry!
He told me that yesterday. I'm like, you've been a little humble.
Yeah. The rest of the world, I assure you, looks-wise, is going to see yourself very differently. Jerry also told us that he's going through a divorce, and he's been going through a divorce for about a year after almost 13 years of marriage. So he's out there now, and he's wondering where he stood league-wise. You might be undershooting, bro.
I don't know. After the divorce, you know, I was kind of devastated, you know, kind of lost a piece of myself.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jerry.
Yeah, that happens. There's never a more insecure point in your life than when you lose it. That's your roots, your family roots. And when that goes away, you see the whole world differently. I've been there, man. So I get it. I understand why you sent that picture.
Yeah, thanks.
You're all right, though. I can hear it in your voice, too. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you had a lot of confidence beforehand, but you don't sound like you got that mojo right now.
I will say, in addition to being rated an 8, you're obviously, like, emotionally intelligent. I mean, you're on national radio being vulnerable. I'm sorry about your divorce, but let me tell you, when you bring that emotional vulnerability out on your dates, damn, you just shot to a 10.
Yeah, man. Seriously.
And make sure you always wear those plaid pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look good, dude. You look really, really good, man. Go out there with some confidence, and I'm sorry about the divorce. I know how painful that is, but it gets better. It just gets better.
Okay, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, my dude. Good luck.
All right, thank you.
Super interesting, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're done with that, right?
We are.
Okay.
We are.
I felt like we did some good.
I think we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and initially, that's what this thing was.
Hey, remember
workers in Gaza are doing good.
I think we did very good with the last guy also. He's seeing himself as a 6 because he's going through all this mess with a divorce. And dude can go out there with some confidence. So some helped, some didn't. But it did go about the way I thought. There were some that were thinking way better about themselves and others. Again, you just see yourself so differently, and that can't help but affect how you look at yourself physically as well.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Football fans got a little bit of a shock on Monday morning when NFL legend Deion Sanders spoke with reporters and revealed that he has been battling bladder cancer. Now, that's the scary news, but the good news is he says he is now cancer-free after bladder removal surgery. He says his life is just a little bit different now.
It's been a tremendous journey. It's been tough. I think I dropped 25 pounds. I was like an Atlanta Falcon prime at one point, you know, and just dealing with the catheter, dealing with all the stuff that I had to deal with. And right now I'm still dealing with going to the bathroom. Like, it's a whole life change. Like, I can't, and I'm going to be transparent, I can't pee like I used to pee. It's totally different.
Who knew we would be hearing about an iconic legend's bathroom habits this morning? But, you know, I'm glad he's doing great. That's such a scary diagnosis to get, and the fact that he battled it, he overcame it. His doctor says that he is, quote unquote, been cured from it. So he's on the up and up now.
You know, usually when a celebrity goes through something like this, I'll launch into the cliche of gives you perspective, blah, 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 blah. The one thing about Deion Sanders that you can always appreciate if you like him or not, and he's very polarizing, is that guy does not care at all about what other people think. He has been living his life a certain way to the best of his ability. And this is not the kind of thing that gives him perspective. I think it just gives you, it gave him like a shock, like, you do sometimes think that this is going to be forever, you know? And then he said yesterday in that press conference also, it's first time he had to sit down and write a will. That will definitely shock you into realizing, like, dang, this thing is not forever.
And when you read into what the doctors did, like, science is so incredible. And I am like, that's like the understatement of the year. So Deion goes, he undergoes bladder reconstruction. So his bladder is removed and it's replaced with a neobladder constructed from a portion of his intestine.
Crazy, man.
Like, what they are able to do is just insane and so crazy, but so awesome at the same time.
Didn't my man lose, like, a toe a couple of years ago also?
A toe?
Yeah, I think he did.
Can someone Google that?
He did.
He did, right? For what?
Yeah, I think it, probably diabetes.
Was it?
He had two toes amputated on his left foot due to complications from blood clots.
Dang, man.
That's insane.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad he's on the up and up, and he's going to be fully charged and ready to go to watch his son play in the NFL for the first time. What is it, the Browns?
Yes.
Yeah.
See if he gets in there or not.
All right, Jennifer Lopez had a really nerve-wracking wardrobe malfunction while she was performing in Warsaw, Poland. She was performing wearing like a two-piece leotard set with a skirt overlay, and during her set, the skirt just goes whoop, right off. She didn't need that skirt.
That costume, and I'm glad I had underwear on.
I'm glad too.
I don't usually wear underwear. Okay.
It was a leotard, though, right?
I know, that's
not underwear. Right?
It wasn't. It was like, you're wearing a leotard. Like, this is, I'm like, are you trying to get, like, clicks? Are you trying to get on the front page? Be like, ooh, I'm in my underwear. This is so salacious. This is so scandalous. I'm like, girly pop. Like, this is how it was designed, so that if something happened, you weren't flashing your cooch on stage in Warsaw, Poland for everyone to see.
She's so ripped still.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You couldn't help but look at the pictures. You're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Malfunction? You look at the picture and you're like, dang, how's she doing? And how old is she now?
She's in her 50s, I think.
Good for her, man.
I mean, it's insane, like, just how incredible your body can be, just even in older age, if you just keep active and keep going out and doing what you love.
And you have a trainer or two.
Yeah.
Or somebody that stretches you every day. And a nutritionist, right?
Yeah, she's 56.
That's insane.
Yeah, I'm not downgraded, but I think when we compare ourselves to people that have access to so many different professionals to keep them looking like that, it can be a little deceiving.
A celebrity 56, very different from a normie 56.
Right. 100%.
This is The Burt Show.